have some things I want to share with you. I gave you a handout. The verses are there. There's no blanks to fill in, so you just follow along and think about it. First of all, remember this in regards to life today. God is the God of truth. That's a powerful statement. It says, one of my favorite verses, I've quoted it innumerable times, He is a rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment. A God of truth. And without injustice, righteous and upright is He. He is a God of truth. Okay, if He's the God of truth, it is good to remind ourselves that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is truth. God the Father is truth. God in the triunity is truth. Truth matters, by the way. And I say that boldly. Truth matters in a day when it doesn't seem like anybody cares about truth. They only care about how they feel or what is politically expedient. Truth matters. May we be reminded. What we say needs to be truthful. We are in possession. We may not always, but we are today, can openly own Bibles. We can own multiple copies of Bibles. We can take them with us to a public coffee shop. We can have them in our car when the police officers stop us, and we can proudly have the Bible wherever we are. The Word of God is truth. Sanctify them by your truth. Your Word is truth. Now listen to this. God Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, is saying, clean them up. Help them separate from the garbage. Sanctify them. Pull them out of the mire by the truth of the Word of God. Now, what that radiates in my heart today is this reality. When we hear public officials or anybody espousing, no, that is not true, this is truth, or this is what we ought to do, and when it doesn't match the Word of God, it ought to just cause us to say, no! The Word of God is truth. Whether you like it or don't like it, the Word of God remains truth, and it will always remain truth. Period. 4. If you're a genuine believer, you are to walk in truth. Verse 33, Psalm 33:4 says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His work is done in truth. And therefore we ought to walk in truth. We are told in Ephesians chapter 25, chapter 4, verse 25, therefore put away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. No matter what else, you and I are to be characterized by speaking the truth. Ephesians 4:15 says, speaking the truth in love. For we are members of one another. It is one of the ways that we demonstrate our love for one another when we speak truth. 6. What does the Word of God say about homosexuality? Listen, this is what the Word of God says about this. Not what our culture is saying by any means, but this is what the Word of God says. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. God's word, the truth, is forbidding that behavior and considers it sickening. Leviticus 20:13 says, if a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, what does that say about the heart of God in regards to this type of behavior? He says it's really, really disgusting. He literally says it's so disgusting that in the theocracy where God was the head, where God was running the government, not what we're living under today, but he was saying under his government, they should not be allowed to continue to live. Period. Does that tell you a little about his heart towards this stuff? Romans chapter 1, verse 24 says, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves. On the decline that is found in Romans chapter 1, where people deny the truth and the existence of the real God, God starts to give them over to their own sin. Verse 24, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Verse 26 says, for this reason God gave them up to vile, does that sound like a nice word? Vile passions, that's an ugly word. For even their women exchanged their natural use for what is against nature. That doesn't sound very good. Verse 27. Likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful. Does that sound like God is appreciative of that behavior? Shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Question 7. What famous person publicly took a position regarding homosexuality? Although he professes to be a Christian, which is such a lie, he knows it. He knows it's not Christian in the sense in which we would define Christian. What famous person publicly took a position regarding homosexuality in direct opposition to the Word of God? The President of the United States. And he did it with such compassion. And I stand before you and say, that's wicked! And we are going to be judged as a nation if we do not stand up and say, that type of wickedness has to have a response from God's people that says, it is not okay. It is not loving. There's nothing loving about it. And we need to take a stand and say, no! Any person, in my personal opinion, that would think of voting or is encouraging anybody to vote for someone so wicked should really be repenting and praying for God's mercy. Our nation is headed in a direction. When a socialist gets elected in another country and our president calls him up and immediately invites him over here because we can have such a great fellowship now. That is not who we are. That is not who we've been. And we better pray it's not who we become. There is wickedness going on in the world. And God is not saying for us to be passive. We need to stand up. If God's people, a group of us, small, in our location, where there are all sorts of people that would say, oh, that's such a good idea. If we are unwilling to stand up and stand for the truth, we deserve what is likely coming our way. But I say to you, I am not going to cave. And I trust you don't either. It's time we stand up. This wickedness, they may say, no, no, I'm a Christian. I just, you know, that is so wicked and so wrong and so untruthful. It just makes me vomit. One more verse, 2 Chronicles 7:13. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. There is a tremendous need for us as individuals to grasp the dire situation that our nation is in, or we could lose our freedom overnight. And we are rapidly losing our freedom. And you know what? If we do, I pray that you and I, as long as God gives us breath, will stand up boldly. And only if they should martyr us would we stop. Because we know the end of the story. I have been really, really burdened for several months. And I am burdened that the average Christian and Bible-believing churches like ours is blind to what's going on, is asleep, is not saying what it says here, is not humbling themselves, not praying, not seeking His face, not turning from their own wicked ways, and therefore they're not hearing from heaven. They're not asking for forgiveness for their own behaviors or the behaviors of our land. I'm praying for forgiveness for our land. I'm praying for forgiveness for our president, for the wicked things that he has supported and encouraged. I'm praying that our nation might have a chance to continue to be a lighthouse around the world. But I seriously doubt that we will. But we as individuals still can. The times are very, very, very perilous. And I pray that more than anything, forget the need for water, for food, for, you know, all this other stuff. Get close to the Lord. Get in the Word. Prepare your hearts. This is a difficult time. And there clearly is a battle for the minds of men, the thoughts of men. Even in our own families. Do you recognize that? My extended family are not all committed to doing what I think is right. There are a lot of them, oh, no, that's the right thing. You're way too judgmental about that stuff. No, no. It isn't a matter of what I am. It's what the Word of God says. And frankly, when the Word of God speaks so clearly on it, it's not negotiable.